Listener Production. Morning, it's Madeleine Larson here. A man charged in relation to the tragic deaths of two Aussie brothers and their American friend on a surfing trip in Mexico has fronted court, while his girlfriend has given evidence alleging he told her he'd messed up three gringos and killed them. Prosecutors also detailed that bullets, a tooth and drag marks were found at the campsite. Police are trying to track down a man who allegedly stabbed a woman outside a gym in what's being treated as domestic violence related. Emergency crews were called to a car park in Sydney yesterday afternoon, with a 39-year-old suffering wounds to her head, back and neck. She was then taken to hospital in a stable condition while the manhunt continues this morning. A key border crossing between Gaza and Israel has opened after days of closure, but the UN says no humanitarian aid has entered yet. The crossing was closed after a Hamas rocket attack at the weekend, while the border crossing to Egypt closed on Tuesday after Israel took control. The World Health Organization's Tedros Ghebreyesus telling the BBC they're the main entry points for food, medicine and fuel.
Fuel that we expected to be allowed in today has not been allowed in, meaning we only have enough fuel to run health services in the south for 3 more days.
A new report has been released showing just how much Aussies would have saved if rents had been frozen. According to Domain, tenants in cap cities would be nearly $4 bucks better off over 12 months. The Greens first called for a rent freeze 2 years ago to help struggling families in the cost of living crisis. And Prince Harry has officially been snubbed by the royal family while in London to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Invictus Games. Not a single member of the royal family showed up for the ceremony, even though they were in the neighbourhood, with King Charles hosting a garden party at Buckingham Palace only a few kilometres away. The Dolphins will square off with Manly to open up round 10 tonight at Suncorp. Ben Trbojevic is back after missing 3 games with a hamstring injury as the Sea Eagles look to rebound after last week's loss to Canberra. And Tevita Pangai Jr. is hoping a comeback offer from Melbourne will come to fruition. The former NRL star is eyeing a return to the game following a stint in boxing, saying he'd love to link up with Jerome Hughes and win a premiership.
Every team needs a dominant half and Jerome Hughes is that, but obviously, Jerome Hughes is in Melbourne, so it's Melbourne.
Carlton have swung the axe ahead of tonight's clash with Melbourne at the G, making 4 changes after back-to-back losses, including Mitch McGovern and Jack Martin returning from injury. Footy reporter Jay Clark says it does raise some eyebrows elsewhere.
Not certain that Mark Pittenay still holds his spot in the ruck, but potentially with McGovern and Martin back, that certainly does bolster the side.
And Laura Kane says the AFL needs time to understand the medical research behind the effects of concussion, but is committed to change.